Okay, when we last left our heroes, we were on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, where Reish Lakish said, Rabbi Yochanan, the big deal of the Rishonim, whether Rabbi Yochanan's arguing on Reish Lakish or whether he's just having a conversation with him, and the guys pointed out to me that there's different Gersos. Not everyone has this Amar Rabbi Hilchot, Sarach Limchot, Sofkal Shalos Rishalos, which makes Tosos. The other Rishonim could have it. When bothered, it makes Tosos easier. That was a good Ha'ara. I forget who it was that made that Ha'ara. Anyway, we saw a fundamental machlokes on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Why? Let's assume we pass like Reish Lakish, even though Tosos doesn't. But, all right, take Reish Lakish. Who cares? Forget how we pass yet. What's the reason for Reish Lakish? We saw a fundamental machlokes. I think that was the last thing we put on the... I think it was the last thing you put on the board, if I recall correctly. What's the svar of Reish Lakish and Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis? Why? And the two basic shitas were Reish Lakish, svar of Limchos, meaning a macha doesn't last forever. The macha expires and you have to renew it every 3 years. So the two basic shatim, the Rashbam already told us the two basic shatim, the Ish Mefarshim, which he doesn't like, and Rashbam himself, the Ish Mefarshim in the Rashbam, and the Rashbam himself. Why? He says, because Yachol Liton Shechazar V'Lokach Achar HaMecha. Why did he need to renew his Mecha? Because otherwise, the guy will say, I accept your first mechah, but I bought it from you afterwards. And he'll be neman. That's why you have to go for it again. And the Rashbam himself doesn't like that at all. And he says, no. Yacholiton she'lokach me'ikara ve'achar she'ra'a she'lo micha shuv b'meshach gimel shanim Lo nizhar bishtaro. Okay, what are you trying to prevent by the mechalkel gimel? Meaning, lo yitzir am locha in tafshin ein zayin, and I'm not locha for 3 years. Then you come back to the end of tafshin pei, you win. You keep the land. Why? According to the Yesh Farshim, only if you taina that you bought it right after the mecha and had it for 3 years. According to the Rashbam, no, that's a stupid taina. Only if you taina you bought it originally in tafshin ein vav. And then you heard my mecha, but then I wasn't mecha again. So you saw that there wasn't a serious threat, so you weren't careful with your shtar. Who holds like which side? Almost all Rishonim hold like Rashbam, Tosos right here, and basically almost all the Rishonim hold like the Rashbam. Only a handful of Rishonim hold like the Yesh Mefarshim. Who are the Yesh Mefarshim? We pointed out, Rabbi Gershom on the side is probably the Yesh Mefarshim. That's someone who Rashbam would have known. This would be the Rabbi Gershom and the Baal HaMor in the back of the Gemara, not here, but the Sugya of Kriv Rabbi Bar Oven. Remember our favorite relative. The Baal HaMor says that, and the Sefer HaItter that you have here actually says both. It's funny. The Baal HaMor says, only my shot is right. That's stupid taina. And the Ramban and the Rashbam and the Tosafot, oh, this taina is right. That's stupid taina. And the Baal HaMor thinks both tainas are right. But I'm putting him with Rabbi Gershom because the big chiddush is people agree with this taina. So let's see. Says Rabbi Gershom, the Baal HaMor, and the Sefer HaItter, who says really both tainas are possible. Again, against the Baal HaMor thinks only one is a valid taina. And the Bochumus thinks all the others are valid taina. He thinks they're both valid tainas. There are two possible reasons you have to know the kol gibel gibel. Okay, what is before? Let's take it to our machlokas and then take it to our sugya, right? Because we pointed out that Tosos already is merames, or not merames, he says that this machlokas has to do with our sugya by saying ulahai taima. What is he saying? What he's saying there is what the Baal HaMor says very explicitly. There, Gershom doesn't say much. But the Baal HaMor says very explicitly, says, the proof that I'm right is the first line, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Avol Shis, Ein Lecha Mecha, Gdol Lemizo. That's the proof that I'm right. So if you look at, what about Arasunya? Great stuff. I'm an Aleph. Well, shis. Ein lecha mecha'a. G'dolam zo. That seems to be a stira to a lot of Tesla days. Why? Because let's remember what happened. I bought it 6 years ago. You sold it 4 years ago, which counts as a mecha. So you made a mecha 4 years ago. And then you didn't make another mecha. So that shows a mecha lasts 4 years. Which again, shows a mecha only lasts 3 years, then it expires if you don't renew it. So Abu Pashas the Stira said the Baal more explicitly. How do I know my pshat is right? Because of this Gemara. Meaning, how do I know this the Malatina that I can make? Because it can't be this, because it's against the Gemara. What does Balamor point out? Says the Balamor, and Tosos, you know, Tosos doesn't hold this way, but Tosos points out, only the high time, I have no problem according to the other time, which I just think is wrong, then it is Nicha. Why? Because Tsarech Limchos Kol Gimel Begimel Rak in Ta'an Hamachzik Shechazar Halakach. Mikan Ta'an Shekana Meikara. The only reason you need to be able to make it is in case he tined us that he went back and bought it again. But in our son, he doesn't tiny bought it again. He only tined us. Could he have tiny bought it again? Yes, and that's what we discussed last time. Well, we showed him. Why didn't he have a amigo? He could have tined that. I'm not going to repeat that now. But here he tined us, he bought it originally. That's not a valid tying now. You don't have to be mocha every 3 years in case you find he's born it originally. What's the assumption? The assumption is, let's just be the assumption. But again, the safer iter doesn't hold to the buts because he might not be the only one, but he's the only one who's mefurish. The Baltimore is definitely not this way. The Ishbar and Gershom don't say too much, but if he said bought it originally, then that's not a good tanga because the coach should have kept his star forever after one mecha. Right, that's what the Baltimore say. Said, I don't like your shot. No, if he timed as I bought it many years ago, then that's not a good tanya. If you're mocha once, you should have kept the star forever. The only reason you need to renew your mecha is because he might say he bought it again, and then you were never mocha since he bought it again. And what does the Ramban, Shilin Dorshbam, and Tosfos them say back? But if he said, Chazarti v'lakachti, no, that's not a good taina. Why is that not a good taina? Because once we know he had it for an illegal, once we know he held onto this land not as an owner, because you were mocha, you're not Naman when you're holding onto it as a non-owner, you're not Naman to say, I then became an owner. They many proofs all over Shas. Truth is, there's a Das Yachid. There are some Rishonim denying the proofs all over Shas. We're going to come back to that. But most Rishonim mainstream view, it's not a good taina because a non-owner machzik is never Naman to say he turned into an owner. What do I mean by that? Why do they reject the Balamor in the East Portum? And this is basically what the Rashbam says. He says, what does Rashbam say? Where am I? Here I am. The cave made cave in the Alkar Chamodi made her love Dars Mechir and Nachas. But in a name of the is not the Dars Mechir. He doesn't give the proofs that the Rabban others do. See, in Umane in Mochazak and the Ursa in Mochazak and Mashkanta. The story of Rabbi Sharshan coming up soon, also everyone agrees. Ein lo chazaka. Basically, if you're holding on to it and claiming to be an owner, that's a valid claim. If you're holding on to it as non-owner and make the suspicious claim that all of a sudden I turned to an owner, you know, 6.4 months ago, you know, that's not a valid claim because your muchazakos doesn't back it up. Because you were holding on to it before you became an owner.
Okay.
Because your muchzakos does not imply ownership, since this is basically what the Ramban is saying. So you're muchzak before you claim to have owned it. Right, that's the basic chop. The basic chop is, why do they reject the Balamor? They say, no, don't say. Again, don't get me wrong, the if. You know, there's a phrase, no ifs, ands, or buts. They still say that nowadays? Okay, the iter says, no buts. He says, you could tie it this way, you could tie it that way. I'm pretty sure the Bala iter says, I hope I remember correctly, says Balich, umestabra, taima, what's the reason for Ishlakish? Ah, because came the lawyer, he wasn't careful with the shtar anymore from the original purchase. Inami, batsar b'chazav, namine. Right, he denies both buts. Right, that's what I mean to say for iter. He says, really, both are valid. But the Balamor says, only one time is valid, not the other. He says, basically, there are two reasons why if we mow a cook and we'll give them. But the Balamor says only one. Ramban says only one. Even before you get back to our study, let's hazard again. There's actually, obviously, a dual machlokas here between the Balamor versus the Ramban, Rashbam, the Ramban, Rashbam, Tosos, and Rav Rishonim. One is, would this be a valid claim if you were at Mohokho Gimel Gimel? The other is, this be a valid claim? One is a more psychological machlokas. Says, the Rashbam, Tosos, and Rav Rishonim, if I was Mohokho and then I was quiet for 3 years, you're going to lose your star again. And stop taking the original Lacha seriously. What are some of the phrases? You're going to think, I discovered I made a mistake in the original Lacha, and that's why I didn't renew it. Or you're going to think, I gave up on suing you, and that's why I didn't renew it. Or you're going to think, I'm admitting that I was wrong in the original Lacha, and that's why I didn't do it. I'm admitting that I lied in the original Lacha, that's why I didn't do it. You stop taking Lacha, you forget the old Lacha, and stop taking it seriously after 3 years. The Balamor disagrees with psychology. He says, no. Once a guy's Mocha, you would take that seriously forever, unless you bought it again, and then there's no Lacha. The other is more of a, not a psychological machlokas, perhaps, but a muchzakas machlokas, which we have been to March. It's really centered around the sugya called Rav Amar Sharsho, Adaf Lamed Beis. The Balamor thinks that a guy who's holding it as a non-owner can claim, now I'm holding it as an owner, and win. And the other Rishonim say, no, that's ridiculous. If you claim to have been holding it as an owner all along, you win, because you're muchzak as an owner. But if you claim, I used to be holding as a non-owner, but now I turned into an owner, then you're sort of admitting that your holding is irrelevant, because you were holding it before you were an owner, so your holding is worthless. If your holding is worthless, you don't win. That seems to be the basic taima. Dovi?
It's very strange, machlokes, because the reason why each one disagrees with the other one is actually the other person's version of Rabbi Yochanan Shaila. Is that something that comes up? That, right? Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan Shaila?
I don't consider that strange.
Meaning, it's just like what each one believes is more of a poshut taina, that's the machlokes.
The basically, what you're saying is this, they both acknowledge that there's a but on both sides. One is that no one even said it, and the other is that at least Rabbi Yochanan questioned it. And they argue which of these two bots is so strong that Rishlakis would never have even said that shot, and which of them is a horror that Rabbi Yochanan wondered and questioned and maybe argued about, but is not the end of the world. I mean, it's, you're right, but I don't think that's a problematic.
It's kind of funny that, kind of similar phrasing is, joke question, that your mochzaka would work against you in terms of claiming ownership. Generally, I would think that.
No, but think about it. I mean, it makes common sense. Imagine I am now holding this pen. I mean, these are cases of the moral. I am holding this pen, which everyone knows. I mean, it's a little hard. This pen doesn't have much to say. Right? Let's think of something better. I am now holding this phone, which we all know used to belong to Yomi. And I say I bought it from him. He says I stole it. Who's right?
I might have bought it. Yeah, I might have stolen it. But I'm also going to override. Right? But think about this case. We know as a fact that you lent me this phone. Everyone saw you lent me the phone. Now I'm holding it. I say I bought it. All of a sudden, my case is a lot weaker. Because if I'm holding it and I say I bought it, Stam, I say, well, why am I holding it if I didn't buy it? Right? That looks like I bought it. If we know you lent it to me, and I say, yeah, you lent it to me, but then while I was holding on to it that you lent it to me, I decided I liked it so much that I bought it from you. Then already, like, we're suspicious of me because we know I'm holding it because my look is no longer a riot in my bias. Because there's another good explanation for my mukzakas. That's basically what we're trying to say. Yeah. Now, again, we're going to come back to this around Bar Sharsha, and I'll, you know, a little bit of a spoiler alert. You know, perhaps this has something to do with, and this is the Lashon we'll see in the Sefer Etzer there, not here, and Rosh, but there even more so. You know, what is Chesed Gimel Shanim based on more? If Chesed Gimel Shanim is based on my Muchzakos, and then 3 years takes away Palma Achei Shtarach, then the other Rishonim make a lot of sense. I have no Muchzakos. If Chesed Gimel Shanim is based on the fact you're required for 3 years, having nothing to do with Muchzakos, then you're still quiet for 3 years. Who cares about the fact that I originally took it? But Lav Davka, we'll come back. So what I just want to point out is that there are some clever explanations here. The Balamor is very sensitive to this. To how to parry what he knows everyone's going to say to him. If you look in the Balamor, he's very concerned. He brings cases where, since I started out without a chazaka, my muchzakas can't continue into a chazaka. He says, well, if I started out eating the land, you know, farming the land of a katan, even if he gets older, it's not a good chazaka. He says, oh, that's not really relevant to this. I can't claim I bought it after he got older. Because since he was a katan, he was disadvantaged, confused, and didn't know the truth. So that's different than these circumstances. These circumstances, there's no information deficit. The more relevant case, and this is according to most Rishonim, is Aris and Mashkanta. Mashkanta doesn't mean what we call Mashkanta. Mashkanta means I lend you money, and to pay myself back, I eat the fruits of your land for a certain number of years till I pay myself back the loan. That's Mashkanta, the sewer, right? But all Mashkantas are variations of that. Just Mashkanta, the sewer, you know, is a special way in which they figured out how it shouldn't be ribbis, etc. Or Aris, I'm a sharecropper in your land. Mm-hmm. Right? An Oritz can claim I'm a sharecropper, but then I bought it. Mashkanta can claim I had it as a mashkanta, but then I bought it out. Right? All these people who originally took hold of it in a non-ownership way can't claim that all of a sudden they bought it. That's too suspicious. If we look at the Balamor tries to explain why this case is different, and he says something very fascinating. He says, Hachanami Motzi Omar me Karla Piris Yaradti Uvalo Shtara Ubasar Machaz Avantami Nachvishtara. Right? And he says, Vainza Domala Aris. Sha'aris, even before that, sorry. Oedenami Veshkanta came to Shunagabe Bishtara Nachlo the Gufa the Ara Kamala Khazak Kamaisa. Since he went down to the goof of the Aris, the Khazaka Kamaisa is that it's his as a Mashkanta. What does he mean? He says again by Aris, not like an Aris. He says two things. But the second thing he says is, you're the Gufa Karka Bershus. Yori Bershus, what does the Rishonim say against the Balamor? The Rashbam doesn't say it too much length. The Tosas doesn't say too much length. The Ramban goes to town at some of the other Rishonim, right? Basically, the Taina of the Ramban, Udime, right? And the Ramban and those who agree with him. Yes, it's cool thought. Thank you. Is that a yore birshos ain lo chazaka
Ki hare kvar mochsak shehakarka biyado. The local balusa.
Right now, the chazak is that it's in his hands without a bialus. It's in his hands as a non-owner. He can't all of a sudden claim now it's in my hands as an owner. What do the what did the Balamor answer back, at least? What the Balamor answers back is the Balamor is very sensitive to that. Says the Balhamor, he said something very clever. He said,
and you already see this in the Lashon of the yeah, the truth is you don't see this explicit in the Rigyorson the Shvam, except for the Balamor. He said, Enachanami Eino Neman Liton Shahaya Aris O Mashkanta Biyado Ben Achar Kachlokha. Well, Neman Liton Sheyarad Leperos.
Yarad Leperos is almost the same thing as Mashkanta, but Mashkanta means I lend you money and I take possession of this karka as a collateral and eat the fruits till I'm paid back. Yarad Leperos means I don't take the land as collateral. I just bought the fruits from you. Neman Liton Sheyarad Leperos Ba'achar Kach Lokha. And what's his main point?
Notice his lashon. His lashon is very subtle. He's really addressing this objection of chazaka. His lashon is mashkanta nochas la gufa da'ara hacha matziyamer meikar l'peiros yiradti. And also, as opposed to aris, where he says his second thing, but Odi says number one because aris usually lasts forever. So how are you never state ended? But all shars doma l'shutu, but you're the gufa karka b'shos. Notice it's the emphasis of gufa karka.
Meaning an aris and a mashkanta are yor the gufa karka rishus, meaning they have permission, but they're not an owner. Yor the piris, not yor the gufa karka. Nema lit on she yored the peiros v'achar kach loka. He and yored lit peiros hare lo pechsik the gufa karka meikara. That's really what they're about to write. Snakes trying to say, I admit you have a rule of Yorad Rishos. That's the phrase in the Rishonim. Yorad Rishos Eino Chazaka. When I take possession of something with permission without ownership, or without permission without ownership, okay, I can no longer have a Chazaka. But maybe you say you were Yorad the Piros, you never took possession of the land.
Yeah, you saw me eating the Piros, and then you were Mocha.
I could say, yeah, I was just eating, I never went down to the land. I just bought the Piros from you. Now, again, it's very subtle. It's not psychological. It seems more formal than psychological. What he's saying is that you're not, since you can, and that's why it's only Yorad Leperos. So you can't tie to anything else. You can't tie to I was something else and then I bought it from you. You can only tie to Yorad Leperos. There are many versions that specify what you say happened until you bought it. And the Rashbam, the Ishmael portion, doesn't specify. But you can tie to Yorad Leperos, and this is also one option of Alei Iter mentions. He didn't know the Balamor, but he heard this idea. Since Yorad Leperos was never machzik v'gufa karka, he was only machzik in the peros, therefore it doesn't ruin his ability to say I was machzik as an owner. So he says, I haven't been here for 10 years, first two as something else, the last eight as an owner, and making this unbased claim. No, for 2 years I wasn't here at all. I was just eating the peros. Might look like I was here, but I was just eating the peros. I was never taking possession of the karka. I only took possession of the karka after I bought it, and therefore I have a valid possession.
It's really ironic what the Balamor is saying, considering that the way that you have a chazaka, that you have Adam, that you have a local.
Correct. That's why I say it's formal. It doesn't seem to be very practical, psychological, but I think that's what he's saying here. The Sefer Ha'etra has another interesting part.
I mean, he's so strong in the Mosako issue. That even if that's exactly what we want from someone to have a chazak shel shanim,
correct. You're right. It is a big chiddush because Yoni's saying they don't give me any of this stuff. Lamaisa it's achilas peros that concretizes your muhzaka. So how can you say part zero the peros is never maxing in gufa karka? But that's what he's saying for it. If I went to the gufa karka as an oris or as taking a mashkanta, the chazaka kamaisa is that I'm here as an oris until proven otherwise. But if I went down to peros, I have no chazaka kamaisa of the karka, even though he's sort of separating the level of the concretizing the chazaka from the level of what the chazaka is. But that's basically what he's saying. We'll just put it in other words. What he's saying is that Kevan diyorad leperos ein chazaka demeikara begufa karka. He keeps saying gufa karka. Normally, if there's a chazaka to make kara, it's an arishus, but it's not my bailus. Then I can't claim now it's in my arishus and my bailus. But over here, I can claim that it's yard lepiros first, and then I bought it from you. When I was yard lepiros, it was never my arishus. It might look like it was, which I did. It's funny. The Sefer Itter has another very clever idea. Again, I apologize. It's very hard for me to say for Itter. The Bala Itter was not a bad person. Bala Itter, I'm sure, wrote a very, very nice book. The problem is, like Savyatik published in the Sefer Itter, is terrible. It's riddled with errors. Whoever copied it over is a bad person. All right. I hope he's not going to come and yell at me after Rebbe Ezra. But I'll yell back. Luckily, this fellow, I forget the his name is Rabbi Yonah, if I recall correctly, who wrote this footnote, he basically goes in every line and like fixes a word to try to get it to read smoothly. So that's why I will no longer copy it. There's just from the Bar Ilan, because it's not going to help you without these footnotes. Anyway, what he's saying is, I mean, he has like a word even here, Viravu Shmuel, which clearly was originally Virashbam or Virash. It was probably Barash, the Rashbam, and someone named Rabbi Shmuel. They Lefanech, they opened the Rosh tables improperly. It's terrible. It's a terrible Ksav Yad, but it's very, very important Rishon. Again, you notice the Cheskel Abatim, you really can't move without the Sefer Itter. The problem is it's hard to move with the Sefer Itter. But you really can't move without the Sefer Itter. And you should not underestimate the Hashivas of the Sefer Ha'itter. Because, you know, on the one hand, you could say, you know, it's some obscure Rishon that only Rav Lechazin never heard of. But if you open up a Torah and a Beis Yosef and, you know, and a Shulchan Aruch, and you look at the Baron Golden, parentheses, the Ramah, and you look at a Shach and a Taz, etc., I mean, you can't walk down an Amos that hitting Sefer Itter. The Sefer Itter was considered one of the most authoritative Rishonim. It's just that he didn't write equally in depth on every parak of every Masechet, but in Cheskel Abatim happens to be someplace where he focused. He was one of the many, many Rishonim who, for the life of me, I can't figure out how they decided how to organize their books. Meaning, the Rambam, we know how he decided to organize his book. Sefer Chinuch, we know how he decided to organize his book. So many other things. Obviously, there are some that are a little peculiar. He might win the most peculiar. What he does is he just takes letters of the alphabet and then has like 20-page discussions of sugyos of them. So now it's in Mem. He has Moda, Mecha. The printer made a mistake. It should be Osmem Mecha. Etc. You know, Gimel is get this, etc. He just like picks 9 random letters of the alphabet, not in alphabetical order, and then gives like 6 sugyas that start with each one. And that's the way his main book is organized. And then he has another part, which is, also a little random. And for Baba Basra people, it's harder because the printer forgot to change the top of the page and it was Os Mem Moda. And then it switched to Os Mem Mecha for 20 pages and he forgot to change it. So we're clearly not in Moda. What does that have to do with Moda? We're in Mecha. Anyway, Viter. What is the first thing he says? He says something very clever here. The Sefer Itter says, we'll call him Abala Itter, right? That's what he's called in the Torah, the Yosef, and the Chronim, etc. The right, anyone who learned Isser Heter knows lots of cheats with Abala Itter. The Bala Itter says cleverly, he said that he has 2 different versions of what he can taina. He also says the Bala Mor, but he also says, what is Bala Mor saying here? He's saying, what is the taina? Yorad leperos v'acharkach lokach, lokach, lokach min kana. He has a different shot. What does he say? He says, no, kana
V'achar ha-mecha'a kanashur. Okay, this reminds us of a very, very recent sugya. What's it, what tiny can he make? You also mentioned all wars. He said, you can make the tiny, but I bought it from you. And then you were moche, and then I bought it again. What sugya does that remind us of that we had yesterday? I bought it from you, you were moche, so I bought it from you again. I paid you again. What's that called?
No.
No. Avedus is Avedimim. Right? A person might pay for something that he already owns to avoid the fight. Mm-hmm. Meaning, what did he say? He also says, at least in the first day, he suggests that maybe you're right. Normally, I can't say I took possession of this as a non-owner, and now I can claim that possession makes me an owner. I can't claim I bought something when we know a chazaka come to meikara that I acquired, that I took possession as a non-owner. Says, but here, says so the Malmor says, if I say you're the payroll, and then I bought it after the mecha'ah, then I never took possession of it when I was yard the payroll. So I only, my possession is only as an owner. Said the Balaichi said, no, maybe I could taina that. Not that I could taina I originally stole it, and then I bought it from you after mecha'ah. No. And not that I could taina, perhaps, although they say for itself will say something different. That I took it as an oris and as a mashkanta, etc., and then I bought it. But what can he claim? I actually bought it from fair and square, and I paid you $100,000. And then you were mocha after 2 years. So then, after you were mocha, I bought it from you again. Because Avedish is on a DNA, and now what's the advantage of this? He's not saying, I believe my chazaka, because I originally bought it as possessed it as a non-owner and then became an owner. Saying I was an owner all along. But I gave up on my first purchase because you're a moche and I lost my shtar. I had bad luck. I lost my shtar. You're a moche. I gave up. I was up and Dine bought it again. So that's the first thing he suggests. He says that afilu im eino neman litong she hechzik birshus belibayimus. The achar kach kana. Why? Because again, now your mutzuk is doesn't levi'us. Yachol litong shehechzik meikara b'toras b'ilim. B'toras b'toras b'ilim that is mocha on you. He is mocha on you that proves you're wrong. No, it doesn't prove I'm wrong. It just makes me lose the ability to say I'm right because I lost my shtar. He is mocha, so I was up and dinay. Very clever. The next thing, this is the answer. He said, see what I said.
We don't believe that it was originally kana because we have a machor. So we have to view it.
So what he's saying is this. We don't believe he was originally kana, but we also don't believe that it was originally not kana. So then we don't know, and therefore me suffic he would lose and have to give it back to the Marakala. But you're right. He has to make an assumption. His assumption is we're not sure that he's lying just because you're mocha, which means he'll probably say Afi Shtarik without a proof that he's lying. Correct. That's his assumption. His assumption is, and that's an assumption. Good question. His assumption is that when I'm mocha after 2 years, that doesn't prove he's a liar. It just means he doesn't have enough evidence to win in court. And it could go either way. But it doesn't undermine him. Okay, that's an assumption, but it's reasonable. The truth is the Bala Itter, and here,
If we accept that claim, shouldn't we make him pay back the first money?
That's interesting. According to Ifi Tainas, I really bought it, but then you were mocha, and then I bought it again. Why doesn't he have to pay back, since we only accept the second time, not the first? Why doesn't he have to pay back the first 2 years? That's a good question, and I'm not sure. Sorry, I have to think about it. Okay, I have to think about it. That's a good point. Anyway, Lemaisa, well, it could also be you could just deny the whole premise that you're a Bershus Eimel Chazaka, which really, okay, I decided not to get into yet, but we'll see later. That in order to get out of the time of the Ramban, you could say, well, Yared the Peros is not like Yared the Shus, so he doesn't have a chazak to make her about the land, because he never went to the land. Or you could say, maybe if he claims the Zavin Dine, that he never admits there's a chazak to make her of non-ownership possession. Or you could just say,
that the Nachzor bit in Yan Zeh Bidaf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis the Nir'eh Sheyesh Tovrim the Yorad Bershus Achein Yesh Lo Chazaka against the old premise of the Ramban, and as a matter of fact, the Sefer Iter itself is going to be one of them. That Yorad Bershus Yesh Lo Chazaka. Why did Yorad Bershus Yesh Lo Chazaka? We know, going back to the telephone, right? I'm holding a cell phone. We know that if I borrowed it, I'm not naman to say that I then bought it. That would be ridiculous, and names are sold. But perhaps you could say, and as the Ramban says, well, where he says, Ifro Matalpul, and everyone knows this long Milchamos, which has lots of fascinating things. But one of the many fascinating things the long Milchamos says is that. By we know by metalpul, if we know you originally possessed it as a non-owner, you never believed to say you became an owner. But what you could say, we'll get back to this. Spoiler alert is kishaini. The Ramban says, should we know better than metalpul? Kishaini karka. I mean metalpulin. The karka lo echpas lun mi muchtak bo ella rak bishtikas hame'arer. If you say by karka, we actually couldn't care less who's holding it and why you're holding it. Only by metalpul we talk about holding it. There's only muchtak is by metalpul. By karka, no one ever holds it. The land holds you, you don't hold the land. By karka, the only relevant things was someone quiet for 3 years or was they not quiet for 3 years, then you could say maybe Yorad Bershus has chazaka in karka. Kitzer, this is the most interesting part of the Lamed Tes Amud Beis. The question of whether Yorad Bershus yesh lo chazaka. Yorad Bershus means we have evidence or hoda'a that I originally started possessing this as a non-owner. Can I then claim and then I bought it? Sound like a suspicious claim. Oh, I borrowed it, but then I bought it. I borrowed your car, but then I bought it from you, etc. So the standard understanding that Yorad Bershus Yesh Lo Chazaka, the Baal Moros make an exception. Yorad Bershus Yesh Lo Chazaka, but Yorad Lepeiros Yesh Lo Chazaka, because he never established an original Chazaka while he was on the land, because he wasn't on the land, which Yoni finds double, and it resonates with me.
And that question I was asked applies to the Baal Moros, to the Baal Moros, that returning the Paris.
No, so Yorad Bershus means I bought the Paris from you. You're now going to say I paid you for the Paris in advance. So that's not a problem. That's Daf Lamed. That's Daf Lamed Hamer Beis. Or you could say, no, Yorad Bershus is a Chazaka. But if someone who claims that one along Zaman DNA may be Yishlo Chazaka, or you could say Yorad Bershus is Yishlo Chazaka because by Metalpulin you're not, but by Karki you are. You're going to have to answer up a lot of subjects, and we'll come back to that. Let us now, okay, this is important. This is a very deep lumbus and Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. Let's get back to our sugya. Let's get back to our sugya. Our sugya, why? How do you answer the stira? Right? The stira is that if you have the mocha called gimel begimel, then why in our case, if you use mocha 4 years ago, is that good enough? Says the Baal Mor, no problem. You almost the mocha called gimel begimel, the time is that you re-bought it, that he bought it recently. But if he times the board originally, not. But here it's a Sira. It's a Sira because it is the same case of Machzik Hatoing Shekana Meikara. Same case. Our case, I claim I bought it 6 years ago, and you're Mocha 4 years ago, your Mocha wins. Lachlan intensive base, I claim I bought it 6 years ago. If you're only Mocha 4 years ago, your Mocha loses and I win. So there are three basic ways to answer the stira. One of them we pointed out was Tosef, and the read in the Haggadah of Maimonides, not such a chiz, but review. What are the three basic ways? There are many, right? Three basic answers. What are the three basic answers? One answer is Tosef and the Haggadah of Maimonides, the Shem Re, who says that it is a machlokas. It's a machlokas. Our sugya doesn't hold like Reish Lakish. Machlokes besugin delo kireish lakish. Right? I didn't realize there was a girsa issue. I thought our sugya is against the Brahma's Mechelsa. And if there's no such thing as Brahma's Mechelsa, then it's not so crazy. So our sugya is against Reish Lakish. So we pass it against Reish Lakish. Just say Rabbi Yochanan. Like normally in Shas, Rabbi Yochanan asks a question. We don't say he was just having a conversation and one because we think he was arguing. So say Rabbi Yochanan arguing Reish Lakish. We only pass like Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish anyway. And our Gemara is the Makir Patish, so we pass like Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish. And especially if you don't have your Gemara of Amar Rava Hilchasa on Lama Testament Beis, then you are caught. The other way is to find a chilul between our Sugya and Lama Testament Beis. Someone just try to think logically. Don't tell me the words of every Rishon and give you 10 answers. What are the two ways you could find a salient factor that's machalic between the Heichi Timtzi here and the Heichi Timtzi there? What are the two salient factors that half the Rishon put their finger on one and half on the other? Our Sugya is different than the Sugya Lama test because in our Sugya, what's different?
The type of macha is not.
What is that? The type of macha is? What type of macha is it? A? What? In their sugya, it's a regular mecha. In our sugya, it's a mechira. And according to most Yishonim say, what kind of mechira even? The Rishon assumes, how is he mochir? Through which methodology of which kinyan?
Nicole.
The Nicole came from? The shtar, right? It doesn't say shtar. The Rishon assumes that we're for shtar. So one says, no. Shani sugya. The mecha al yaday. Mechira b'shtar. Okay, who says the difference is a shtar is different from a mechira b'shtar is different than a regular mechira? Who says mechira b'shtar is different than a regular mechira? Like, who focuses on that factor? Number one, the Ritzvah in the Hagos Maimonides says that Hagos Maimonides in the name of the Ritzvah. He says, it's not a machlokes. Shani hacha came the shtar biyado chashem acha b'chol shah. Ah, well, what's a shtar biyado? A shtar biyado is a constant macha. If I said once, how do I say macha? I say, you know, let's do macha the mahadrin. I say Chaim is a gazlan. He is eating my land, the gazlanos, and I'm going to sue him. Right, macha the mahadrin. If I say it once, it expires after 3 years. But if I write a shtar that I'm selling it to Dovi, Dovi's holding the shtar is constantly announcing itself. He's holding on to the shtar. It's like every day there's a new mecha, because the shtar is a since the shtar continues to exist, it is a continued mecha. Now it's interesting, I think, you know, what would he say if, let's say I was mocha, a regular mecha. Chaim is a gazlan, I'm gonna sue him, and then people write it down on a shtar and sign it. Would that also be continual mecha? Oh no, that wouldn't be as serious because that's just a record of what happened. It's not something that's continually relevant to someone's life. Okay, so maybe you could say like the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah is that. What's his lashon? His lashon is, I'll read it to you again. Chashav mecha b'chol shah. The shtar is chashav mecha b'chol shah. I have to think that the Rashbam might be trying to say the same thing as the Ritzvah. What does the Rashbam say here? The Rashbam on our sugya says, where is this?
Just believe.
The Rashbam says, one second, let me find my place. I apologize. You want to read it to me, Dovi? Exactly. Meaning, as long as the shtar exists in the kunet hand, I should have been careful. As long as this guy's holding on to a shtar, which is staring me in the face and saying, you are a liar, you're wrong, you're going to lose, I keep taking that seriously. It's like he says it once, after 3 years, I forget about it. I stop taking it seriously. I say, he gave up, he retracted, he changed his mind, he realized his mistake. But then I hear what Rashbam saying, right? Rashbam saying, why here? Rashbam trying to answer the question on himself. He's trying to answer the question Balamor one day asked on him.
right? The Amor calls him, right? Or Shmuel Ram Rugi, whatever exactly he calls him. Ramaru, that's the town Reshvan is from. Probably someone speaks French and pronounce it better. So Shmuel Ramarugi is the Reshvan. That's his hometown. So he said, he's going to say, what about the Gor there? And the Reshvan said, I have an answer already. I'm not going to bother to ask this question and answer. I'll just throw this in and you'll know the answer a whole lot. Like, I'll be like my grandfather. I just throw in a few words. And then when you get someplace, you won't even have the question if you remember what I said. And I think this is really what the Reshvan means. He says, as long as he has the shtar in his hands, I still take it seriously. And that shtar is a continuous machlok, unlike a guy who did a regular machlok. The other option is the rush. The rush and yonah here say the same thing. They often do. I only put the rush in the chorus. In general, the rush and yonah say the same thing. I won't put them both in the chorus. But what's his second shot? His second shot is that after 3 years, I stopped taking your machlok seriously if they give me a body. You know what? You never heard people who like to besmirch, like to talk. I'm not going to mention names, but I have friends who like to talk a lot of Lashon Hara. I'll tell you who they are later. But there are people who always like to say bad things about a lot of other people. So I say, Chaim's a goslin. I'm going to sue him. He's a big goslin. He's a Rosh Arusha. He's an Apikoros. He's this, he's that, etc. He's whatever, right? He probably sits in a bezdin with Nathan Slifkin and Rebbe Lamed. Fine. Beseder, you know what? If after 3 years I don't say it again, you say he wasn't serious. Because a dibur is not serious if you don't follow up. But when I do a maisa of writing a shtar, a maisa can't be dibri avai. You take a maisa seriously. Even though I don't follow up, we still take it seriously. I don't think he means because it's still there. I think he means it was so serious that I can't believe it was Divrei Havai. I can't believe it was idle words. So says the Rush in his second, his second answer, and the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rush, and the Rabbeinu Yonah, and in their second answer, and really the Rashba is saying a. No, the Rosh is not saying the same. The Rosh is saying the first answer. It says the Rosh and Yonah in their second answer. I hope it's the same order. I think it's the same order. They say no. Kevan Sheh Macha Al Yedei Maisa Eino Divrei Havai Afilu Em Lo Machashov. Okay, so really what they're saying is there's no steer because our sugya is with a maitza of mechira, and that's what your deeper brina. Okay, what's the third option? Why would our sugya be different? Shami sugya. What's the other way in which our sugya is different than the Testament days? Then that's, what's the other way? Besides that, being a maitza of a ksiva shar mechira, what's the other way our sugya is different than the Testament days? Anyone? What's the other answer they're showing? Aren't you all always showing you different answers? So you have to renew it every 3 years or else it expires. In the Talmud Testament days, it expires after 3 years. But in our sugya, it doesn't expire after 3 years. Why? Because in that sugya, Marakama never sold it. In our sugya, the Marakama sold it, there's a little chaos. Meaning nothing with the mice of shot. Right? Let's say he had sold it without a mice, I think they would say the same thing. Shani sugya. Kevan de avar ha karka liyado shelokeya. When you train transfers violence on the karka, then is machal last forever. Why does machal last forever just to transfers violence on the karka? What are the Rush and the Rabbeinu Yonah's first answer? And the Rush Bomb say, why does why is it different when he transferred it to a lokeach?
He's never gonna let it go.
Why is the lokeach never gonna let it go? Because yeah, Loshtag is good to the Nichti, what the Ramban says.
Says the Ramban, lo shadi zutsi bechdi. Says the Ramban. The lokeach is for sure still going to sue you. What's the point if after 3 years, then I forget about it and I say it wasn't serious, he didn't mean it, either he was mistaken or he was lying or he just gave up and I'm not careful with my shtar. That's true of the original guy. Well, I just think about it. Never. This is all, I want to win. I'm the machzik. I'm claiming I bought it. I'm claiming I bought it and you lied when you were mocha. You know, if after 3 years you're quiet, I say you lied once, but now Baruch Hashem, you came to your senses and I forget about it. And I say, you're not going to sue me anymore. I feel confident you're not going to sue me because you know you were lying and if you didn't say it again, you obviously gave up. But if you sold it to Dovi, who is an innocent party who doesn't know he's coming with a blind, and he paid you $100,000 for it, £100,000 for it, then what do you mean? You know and I know. Dovi doesn't know anything. All he knows is that he paid £100,000 for something. You think he's not going to sue for it? You think he's not going to get at his lawyer and do everything possible to keep this field that for paying £100,000? Of course he is. And therefore, in Daf Lamed Tes, it's only you. If you're mocha once, and then you're not mocha again for 3 years, I say you've come to your senses and you know that it's my field. But Dovi spent £100,000. He obviously thinks it's his field and is going to defend his rights. Because why would he spend £100,000 to not own a field? And therefore, it's mocha he's going to sue me. Since it's mocha he's going to sue me, I have to hold on. I should be holding on to my shtar forever. That is the Ramban. Says the Ramban. Says, lokeach, lo shadi zuzi bichdi. He wouldn't throw his money for no, throw out his money for no reason. He wouldn't throw his money in the garbage. Ubivadai yitba enu. Even if everyone's quiet for 10 years, for 20 years, I know Dovi's going to sue you. Because he wouldn't spend £100,000 for no reason. Okay, that is what the Ramban says. The other Rishonim give other explanations. And the other Rishonim, the other Derech is to say, basically, again, this is another Derech is to say that basically once the Mocher sells it to the Lokeach, neither their Shika is meaningful. Once the Mocher sells it to the Lokeach, neither Shika is meaningful. And if neither Shika is meaningful, neither shtika is meaningful. If neither shtika is meaningful, then I should be holding on to my shtar. Why is neither shtika meaningful? So the Rush, the Rin Yonan, the first answer, and the Rush Bash would say, once the Mocher sells it, his shtika is not meaningful. He can't retract the Mocha. He has no right. The shtika is midin. The shtika of 3 years is being molded that I'm right. I can only be molded for my money. I can't be molded for your money. Once Chaim sold the field to Dovi or whoever did, if Chaim goes to the rest, I'm molded, it's really Ben Narsis. Doesn't matter. He has no right to give up Dovi's rights. So therefore, the shtika of the mocher is irrelevant. He can't retract his macha because he has no right to retract his macha because he has no right to disadvantage the lokeach. Right? So what does the Rush and Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba and some other Rishon also say, they say, the shtikas hamocher eino yachol levatel mechaso. Hey, Von. He ain't no neman le one second.
In those types of comments.
Yeah. Lachov, let's say, lekome. Right, lachov. Right, to make a hope. To, I don't mean to make a hope, to make a debt. To make a debt, right? Meaning, normally, if he's fired for 3 years, he retracted his machla. Here, he cannot retract his macha. He cannot retract his macha because he cannot retract his macha because he has no right to retract his macha. Because I can't be moda hodas bald and mechah for someone else. I mean, that's ridiculous. Every time I sell something, I say, hodas bald, and it really wasn't mine. Give it back to Ruth. Right? Every time I sell something, Hodos Baalim is really rebirths. No, it's too late to Hodos Baalim. It's not Hodos Baalim is more money, not money that was once yours. And therefore, you can't retract the Mechah. You can't retract the Mechah. The Mechah is Chai B'Kayim. And if you would ask, he can't retract his Mechah, he's not a relevant party, but why, but the Lokeach was quiet for 3 years? Why can he say that the Lokeach was quiet for 3 years? I lost my shtar and I wasn't careful for my shtar and I was so much on the fact that Lokeach is molded to me. And don't say Shani uses it with that Karabat. And now, the Rav and the Rambam don't say, and why don't we care about it? They think it's obvious that the Lokeach silence for 3 years is not relevant. Why? There's still a Mechah. Okay, but there are many different relations. Why? I'm out of room. But why is the Lokeach silence for 3 years not relevant? The answer is, says the Rashba, and the Ramban suggests this in Mochamos, he's not sure about it, but the Rashba is sure about it. He says, the Lokeach silence is not significant. See, there's so much on the Mochamos Mocher. What does that mean? I'm not the guy, he's the guy, and he was Mocher. If the real person was Mocher, I don't have to say anything, I'm so much on him. You can't be so much on yourself for 3 years. Because then you should make sure to show you say you didn't change your mind. But if there's a real guy who knows the real guy, and the Kohen is so much on the Mocher, or the way the Ritva says, a little different, he says, the Lokeach doesn't know anything. He doesn't say anything, because he says, I don't know anything. And how could you say he was molded to something, he admitted, etc. He doesn't know anything. Obviously, shtick is not significant. And the Yad Ramah says a little differently. Let's just end with this. What about the, do we have room for a little, I didn't leave myself much room for an embassy here, but let's try. Not much room. How about Lama Ain Shtikas Hakone? Lama Ain Shtikas Hakone Mashma Uti. You'll excuse me. Letting yourself a modern Hebrew, right? Significant. So, again, you could say that says the Mochamos and the Rashba Samach al Hamocher, or the Ritva, which is almost the same idea. Ki eino yodeya ha'emes. If he doesn't know, then his shtick is not significant, then you shouldn't even lose your star when he shows. Because you take it seriously, the Yad Ramah says it a little differently. The Yad Ramah has his favorite line he likes to say all over the place. He says, because if you're talking about the shtika of the, he takes it over puffet, the shtika of the mocher is not relevant. Once he sold it, what does the shtika do with anything? Only the shtika of the konek. He says, of course that's not significant. That's chazaka shein mataina. I have chazaka against the konek, but my taina is against the mocher, and chazaka shein mataina is not a valid chazaka. Okay, it could be that he just means what one of the other rishonim says, but it could mean something more formal. But we'll just put it here, says the Ramah here, because it's Chazaka She'eni Mataina. He doesn't mean literally Chazaka She'eni Mataina. He means, remember, we had a Chiddush Chazaka She'eni Mataina and Daphim Aleph, which was, my Chazaka is that I ate your land, but my Taina is that someone else bought your land. Here's a similar case, although you don't have the same chicken. My Chazaka is that I ate your land, my Taina is that I bought someone else's land. Just the mismatch is not that the taina has a different buyer, the taina has a different seller. It says, there's a mismatch between the chazaka and the taina, that's not valid. Maybe it's the same as everyone else, because the shtick is not significant, maybe just formally you need a connection to the chazaka and the taina. Kitzer, you have many ways of answering. Let's just chazer for a second. If you would say the only reason is to renew your makah, so if you won't taina a new purchase, then the Rambam says our shtick is perfect. That's a possible high time. But without high time, you don't get into any trouble. I'll show you the purpose. Is you get kind of new purpose, you don't need to renew your makah. Your makah lasts forever. But if you say that, most of you show me, no. You need to renew your makah every 2 years, or else you can find the old purchase, and I got lazy with my star because I saw you gave it. Then why in our sugyas does your makah last 4 years? Either Tosafot or Tosafot, or the Ritzvah, the Rashban, one answer in the Russian Ben Yona, which is that here the Machal lasts longer because the Mechir Beis is the Maisa, either because there's a Chetza that stays, or because you get it through a Maisa so it lasts longer, or you could say, no, there you need to renew it every 3 years because silence is hold on, it's silence is significant. But over here, since he sold it to someone else, neither your silence is significant because you're not and he's not, and therefore there's no one whose silence is significant. One guy is the guy who was involved but is not relevant. The other guy is relevant but was never involved. So neither one's silence is significant. Okay, those are the three basic drachim.
Why? I don't understand why the mocher shouldn't be relevant after the sale to the mocher, because he's going to be responsible to prove that he didn't sell something that belonged to someone else.
So the way the Rosh Rabbein, it depends. You could say, I can say it in two ways. I could say, it's not relevant because psychologically there's no incentive to be mocha. And then you would argue and say, he does, that the guy won't come back and complain to him that he sold him the Brooklyn Bridge. And then we can argue, psychologically, that's good on the nerve. But the Rosh Rabbein, you don't say it's a little different. It's not just that they don't mean psychologically there's no expectation for him to be mocha because he doesn't care. They mean is, even if his silence is relevant, it has no halachic force because he has no right to do anything which takes away someone else's property. So even if his silence, what did he say? For his silence, even if he says, I admit I'm wrong, it has no effect. Basically, anything does have no effect, not just psychologically, he has no incentive to know that. Because halachically, he has no right to make any statement or lack of statement or implication with to the detriment of another person.
I understand why he can't say that it belongs to the mafsik. I don't understand why he can't say that it belongs to the lokeach. In terms of a macha, meaning,
why would he? He's in the Bahamas. He's got his money.
No, the point is even if he would say it was lokeach, the fact that he didn't, we discount the court because the fact that he didn't implies that it's the mafsik.
Okay.
And then we throw it out of court because since A implied that C gets B's money, A has the right to imply that C gets B's money, and therefore we throw it out of court. That's what the Russian radio are really saying.
But it was the ownership of the mocher that even.
But it doesn't matter. Once he stole it, he has no right to prejudice. Basically, when I sell you a car, anything I do which takes away from your zechuyos on the car is thrown out of court.
So, I mean, it's just a technical thing that you can't testify on behalf of the lokeach.
And you can't even indirectly give evidence from your actions or inactions.
Okay, I mean, so it's a technical word.
Yes.
The psychology doesn't make so much sense.
Correct. I hear it. You're saying it technically. Maybe there's another person who says psychologically who I don't know of, and then you have a question, but they're saying it technically, not psychologically.
Why don't they just say that you can't be, why can't the Mocha put a Mishnah? Why not? Mocha can't testify on behalf of the because that's why the lack of Mocha is not meaningful. Because anyway, he can't testify anything.
No, because Mocha is not testifying. Mocha is threatening. Anyone can threaten anyone.
But like, if you can't testify, then why would you be able to go in front of two either?
No, the real answer is because Mocha does have power to take this consequence. That's the definition of Mocha.
Yeah.
When you're on the land, I can take it right to the Mocha, to the special thing called Mocha. What the Macha doesn't have a special power to take response rights.
So it's just the din of the Macha and the din in the.
Whether through a takana or through creating a kitemtsi machmishtara, Macha has power. Lack of Macha has no special power. That's basically what we're saying. Okay.
What's the Rash really said? Hello, Shaktar, Binyan, Macher. Oh, Shabbatat, Bathashal.
Ah, you're right. I skipped that part of Tar Binyan, Macher, but I just put him like. You know, he's samachal, right? He says, samachal mocher. He says, or he's tarib binyan machirim. Again, what do you mean tarib binyan machirim? Normally, we're not shuki barai, a regular guy sitting in his day watching TV. If you're on my land for 3 years, I say it was tarib binyan machirim, I lose, right? So I think that you're going, I know I'm going to sound a little dachuk. I think I'm going to say, when he says here, give me a second, lo machal the dog shu tarib binyan machirim, o shibotech ba'afr shal linfos. I'm going to have to I'm going to have to say it's because he wasn't the original guy that he allowed himself to be turned to the Yom, which is not some of the Yom Kippur. But I think that's what you have to sort of...
Yeah, because both of those suggestions are based on Shein Elokeach Kom Tzelach HaMimech.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's what I have to come down to. Okay, so maybe you can tweak the Rashba a little bit. So if you've done enough space, it's good. Okay, let's go. Vayikra Shas for both sides. Time to hit the Lamed Aleph. Zeh Mishal Avosam, Zeh Shom Mishal Avosai. Hi, I see Sadi of Hasi, Hi, Sadi of Ochri Chazaka. Fascinating. Reuben says his father's, he inherited from his father. Shimon said he inherited from his father's. Reuben brought Adam that it was his father's, and Shimon brought Adam that he had Shnei Chazaka. So basically, at first, Reuben wins. Reuben has Adam for his claim. Shimon has Adam for something else, but not for his claim, so Reuben wins. Rabba or Rava, but most Rishonim say Rabba. Because on Daf Lamed Gimel Beis, Rava is on the other side of this machlokas. Although you can answer that he changed his mind. Okay, but we'll stick with Rava. We're not going to get into these details. Malo l'shaker, migo, iboy amrle, minochs of interest, shahad l'shnei chazaka. He says, what do you mean? Malo l'shaker, what we call migo. Who could have won? Shimon could have won. He could have said, I admit it's your father's. Basically, they just came with Edom. Reuben proved it was his father's, and Shimon proved he ate it the last 3 years. Shimon wins. Said it was your father's, and it was yours, but I bought it from you, and I ate it the last 3 years. Shimon wins. Since Shimon could have won by saying, I bought it from you and ate it Shnei Chazaka, he also wins by saying it's his father's. Amle Abayim, Malo L'Shaker, Malkum Edim, Lom Rinan, says, no, you can, Migu doesn't be Edim. Here you're saying, Migu that it was Shimon's father's, but Edim that it was Reuben's father. Edim beats Migu. Okay, Hadar, Amrlay in, etc. We'll come back to that in a few moments. Okay, then he goes back and says, well, I really meant something else. That's the famous thing you have to call towing, but close there. The Rishonim here. Are very, some of the Rishonim, not all, are very bothered by the Shita of Rabba. And it's not only Rabba, it's also Rav Chisda, and Daf Lamed Gimel Beis is almost the same sugya. Some of the Rishonim ask, why do you need the same sugya twice with different names? And no one answers that they're different sugyas. Either just stop, because that's how it happened, or because since in our sugya he went back and said something else, we weren't sure what the maskana was, because then he went back and said, that's not really what I meant, and so maybe our sugya, we didn't get a clear maskana. But in any case, Lamed Gimel Beis, everyone I've seen says that it's the same machlokas. Right, why? Because it's the exact same words describing the case. In the exact same Amar of Chesam Malo Shakri, by only Minasim Nu Chal Shnei Chazaka, by Rav Alos Tzvi Lo Hadar of Chista Malo Shakri Mokum Edim Lo Amrinan. Okay, I mean it's almost word for word. It has to be the same.
It just seems the Rashbam shot there.
What?
The Rashbam over there. I decided to left the Adio Motam the Olam Lamad, but the Rashbam said it's after there, and the Chazaka is not shot because of that.
Correct. Meaning the Rashbam is trying to explain why there's no Chos of Retoin here, but I think in the Machlokes Mayim Lo Shakri Mokum Edim he's not Machalik. He's explaining why it doesn't develop in a similar direction.
This is even harder to understand within that.
Correct. And let's come back to that in a moment. Good. Let's come back to that in a moment. So the question is, what is the machlokes in Rava/Rav Chisda versus Abaye/Abaye and Rava? Okay, also makes sense. Same thing. Abaye and Abaye. So you got the board, right? Here we have Rabba and Rav Chisda. They say basically Migu Vemakom Edim Amrina. If I can use the phrase we're showing our brother use. And here we have Abaye and Rava who say Migu Vemakom Edim Lomarina. Okay, what is the problem that many Rishonim have with one of these shitas? How can you say Migo beats Adim? After all, Adim is the ultimate beer. Adim of Shnaim, Adim Yochum Dover. Migo is a cute assumption. It's an interesting insight into human nature. I understand it has a certain amount of power. Might not have so much power. Many of you shouldn't hold you on the same Migo Hosi. But clearly, can nothing beats Adim. Nothing beats Adim. Adim are the ultimate beer in the Torah. It just doesn't make sense that Migo should beat Adim. Okay, which kind of Rishonim generally say it's impossible that anyone holds that Migo beats Adim? Rishonim Sfarad generally say, we're talking, you know, at least specifically about the Ramban and Beit Midrasho. The Rishonim Sfarad say it can't be, and I just put three on the Makor sheet. There's more. Most Rishonim say it can't be. No one can actually hold Migo beats Adim. Okay, so then what do they mean? What do they mean then? If they don't mean Migo beats Adim, then what do they mean? What do Rav Chista and Rava mean, if not that Migo beats Adim? Right, so what are the two brachim? One, Derech, is the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, that's who's on the Kuros, the Ode, says no. Migo can't beat Adim. No one could possibly think that. Rather, of course we believe the Adim. If we believe the Adim, then how does the Migo win?
Migo plus Namasto.
The Migo makes us reinterpret his words. I don't like the way you expressed it. I'm not disagreeing. Because someone could have bought, I think I gave him a slot, but it's only later in this. Yeah. What it means, it actually makes perfect sense. Think about this. The Adim must be telling the truth. But the Migo also is a proof that he's telling the truth. The Adim must be telling the truth. So it was really the Avos of Reuben. But the Migo also proved that Shimon's telling the truth in the levels of Shimon. So what choice do we have? So what we can do is maybe the Migo will cause us to reinterpret Shimon's words. That's what you meant. And once we interpret Shimon's words, they're not against the Adim anymore. Right? So that's what it means. What it means is that the Migo makes us reinterpret his taina in a way that wins without contradicting the Eden. And then the Rishonim here, that makes a lot of sense. Meaning, why not believe the Migo and the Eden? How do you believe the Migo and the Eden? By reinterpreting his words. And obviously, Rishonim, where did they get the idea of reinterpreting his words? Well, the very next few lines of the Gemara are all about Tolim Mechoz Bertolim and Ula Nardai and whoever's there about how there is such things reinterpreting words. I mean, if he wanted to reinterpret his words, he could. Right, depending who you ask and exactly what he says, and invest in outside, but fundamentally, there is a possibility of reinterpreting his words. The way the Gemara discusses Tolim Mechoz Bertolim, if he reinterprets his words, is he Naman, or is that valid or not? And the answer is yes, basically. Right, Mechoz Bertolim, Mechoz Bertolim. What are you saying? Well, if he reinterprets his words to be valid, what if he doesn't say anything? Well, the Migo forces us to reinterpret his words because Migo must be true and Adim must be true. And why, you know, we want to believe them both. By reinterpreting his words, we can believe them both. What are the two ways in the Toim, the Toim Sogi that we're about to get to of reinterpreting his words? Either when he said, Shelavosai, what are the two ways of reinterpreting his words? Samach lakadav hasi, or shalavosai shalakum avosecha. What does the Ramban say here? Hasha sabi rabbi chisi him toin zeb barishai shalavosap meheman benomar shema avosam lakum avosecha. Ah, we'll say what he means is it was my father's who bought it from your father, says the Rashba. Alam leimigo de kalhicha de ikumayim toin takni bur. They're phrasing takin di buro. Wherever he could have reinterpreted his words, meaning we're not going to reinterpret his words in a illegal way, in a way that no one could have ever interpreted it. But a way that saw he could have reinterpreted it, we'll reinterpret it based on the Migo, because we want to believe the Migo, because if Migo's a good proof, we should believe it if we can. And now we can. So he's saying, Itak Nibur of a name under some chalikid of Hazikomer, Inami Shalabosai, Shalakhu Me Avosecha. Okay, so the Rashba's one who mentions both, the Ritva only mentions. And basically, metaknin diburo lomar disomech alei kede avasi, or
third party. Oh, shall. No. Perfect. Oh, shall Avosai Shalaku. May Avotecha. Obviously, what does Ru point out that and Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis, the Rashbam is certainly not letting us say Shalavosai Shalaku May Avotecha, right? He has Edim, Shav Hasi Ad Yomosom May Olam Lamachu Avosai Shalaku. He has the Edim of the Avosim, the Avos bin Sel to the Avos. Okay. The Rashbam, I don't think you can go this derech anyway. That's one derech. They say no one really holds Migu beats Edim because you can't hold that Migu beats Edim. That's impossible. Does anyone really sound like Migu Mamish beats Edim? What? Yeah. The Ravon sounds like Migu Mamish beats Edim, right? The Ravon is pretty clear. And he says that how can Migu beat Edim? Is Migu bigger than Edim? What does he say? Migu's not bigger than Edom. Migu's equal to Edom. That's a very ambitious estimation of Migu. Migu's equal to Edom, so it's like trade, 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 trade. Whoever's there stays there. Each one is there. But he literally thinks, right, so this is one derech. The other derech is, no, Migu actually beats Edom. That's the rough one. And he says, actually, technically, they are equal, but the Migu wins because if it's equal and he's there, he stays there. He's the Mochzak. So if it's a trey, he wins. Any other Rishonim sound like Migu actually beats Edom according to this day? Okay, I think so. I think that's what the Rashbam sounds like personally. I really think the Rashbam really... I really think he sounds like this. Where do I think he sounds like this? So if you look, give me a second. Adaf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. There he already eliminates the possibility of saying Avosai Shalaku. May Avosecha. But yeah, I think in the third medium width line, the third medium line of Lam Gimel Beis, starting the second medium width line, Kito Nami Shel Avosav, Afagav the Machish Lu Le'edem Mehema. When he times Avosav with a Migo, even though he's Machish to Edem, he's Nema. He doesn't say he's Nema because we say he's not really Machish to Edem. He says Afagav the Machish Le'edem Mehema. It sounds like Tudor Keshval, and that's no problem, Ruh. That he took pains to eliminate the possibility of reinterpreting his words, at least in the most popular way. The Rashbam, basically, I'm going to claim that this is an Ashkenazic Masorah. The Rashbam, when he says, Afagav de Machzul Eidem Heman, sounds like he says what he meant, and that's what he said. Afagav de Machzul Eidem Heman, as strange as it sounds. And it's clear to me that Tosos also holds that. The problem is it's like one line in the middle of a Tosos and another sugi that we're not holding in. But this one line in the middle of Tosos, I think, is abundantly clear. It's a little hard because we're not holding the sugi of Krebid or Edim Bar Oven. And you might have to a little bit take my word for it. But what does he say in Lam Gimel and Aleph? He says, Ein Lefarish, don't be Lefarish. But if you the reason you're not Lefarish is not because of Migum Lachem Eid. The reason you're not Lefarish is tells you a different reason. But what Perish does he bring up? The Garcina D.U. Karafeva, you're talking to Ochel Peros. The guy claimed he didn't eat the fruit of the land, so he doesn't have to pay back for the fruit. I lost the land. I claim I didn't eat Peros, so I don't owe you any money. I'll just give you back the land. And you have an agent that I eat the Peros. Ah, but I have a Migo, so I'm never, and I didn't eat the Peros. I have to have a migum in them, I didn't eat peros there, Edom that I did. Let's fairly don't mean a migum makam Edom, get it a summer. Summer's not a gimel beis. And this day holds that you say migum makam Edom like Rav Chisda b'samach. And then he says, no, there's not the right shot in the Gemara because it's not meduyah that that was their time as the words of the Gemara. But he seems to think, yeah, you want to say migum beis Edom? Yeah, get it a summer. It's like one day of there. It is possible. I mean, it's not just one day of from Besamach. It's the same person from Chista, so it makes sense that we can Besamach. He's not just claiming in this thing I'm going to allow having to be a sugar sheet that we don't pass it like coincidentally. So Chista or Chista is what she passes. So the Tosfos and Daf Lamed Gimel and Aleph begin to throw a line in a different sugya. Rav Chista talks about something totally different. He said, and Rav Chista, if you she taught say that if the Edom say you ate payros and you say you didn't, you win. Okay. And I'm pretty sure that the Yad Ramah also holds this way. Again, the Yad Ramah is also Sephardic, but I'm saying he's not beating Drash and Ramban. That's very clear. The Yad Ramah says in the beginning of Eres Sugya, he says, I think, V'helchasa ka'abaye the sugya de gemar kavase, we pass like abaye, v'lor mina ma'alu shakar makum de'geyim, we don't say migu, ma'ali the shakar, if Edom contradicted, d'lo olim, here it's a deal, d'lo olim ma'ali the shakar, lehim mune l'didei de gotan shalavosai l'chushay sade d'chamasade v'os ne'echu, that migu's not olim, migu's not powerful enough to believe him, and l'achushay to disbelieve the Edom. Now, why is this a little less than foolish? He's not saying what Rava holds. He's saying, we bow like Abaye, that Migu's not powerful enough to believe him and disbelieve Edom. But clearly the shot is, and what did Rava think? That Migu was powerful enough to believe him and disbelieve Edom. Okay, it's a deal. You can always say, no, that's not what Rava held. This is just what Abaye didn't hold. But clearly the shot deal in the Ramah is, the deal in the Ramah is that if Abaye said, lo olem migu lehemuni didei lachushe sadi, that means Rabbah held, olem migu lehemuni didei lachushe sadi. So there are real Rishonim seem to hold that migu could beat Edom.
Maybe I don't understand on sahadi, but if we think migu has anything to do with that, then why is this surprising at all?
That's not as good as Edom.
Good question. Meaning, if there's really an Anan Sadi, why is an Anan Sadi as good as Edom? So, why is this surprising? Because. That's not a good taina because it doesn't say that in the Gemara. Yeah. Right now,
we're going to have a little
that all of these are. They don't have to be the rabbis.
But that would be a coincidence in this case, not meaning the Ramban
could sense. No, I'm serious, because on Lamed Beis and Beis, the Rishonim who hold Migulot and Hotsu Domrina, most of them admit it's a machlok somewhere on Lamed Beis and Beis. So it's not crazy that I'm saying, and I will go even further. I will either go even further or not. Hold up. I can turn too many pages. One second. Yes, I think I will go further. According to many Rishonim, on Lamed Beis and Beis, the Machlok is Rav and Rav Yosef, and Rav holds Migo Lohotzi Amrinan, and Rav Yosef holds not. This is Machlok, because Rav holds you can use a Migo. I admit it's a Migo. I could have said it's a real star. Believe me that it's a forged star, but I had a real star and I lost it. That's the case. I bring a star to court. I could have told you it was valid. And I say, I'll be honest. I forged this star, but I had a real one and lost it. And out of desperation, I forged it. So Rava says valid migo, Rav Yosef says it isn't. What are they arguing about? There's at least seven different shatim. But one of them is they're arguing about migo lohotzi. In which case, Rava's the one who holds migo lohotzi on Rina, and then it could work very beautifully. Thank you for helping. I'm all trying to hurt. Pastor Saul. Thank you for being vulnerable, trying to be so strong on us, listeners. The real answer is because most of the time we use the phrase Anan Sadi, we don't mean literally it's full Aegis. More like it's a strong Kazaka, but Aegis would beat it. But you're right. Let me ask you a very simple question. Abayin Ravar Shmizi here. Abayin Ravar Shmizi says, Pashat, right? This verse, Pashat. Edom is a more powerful viewer than me. You don't need. According to these Rishonim, you don't need to be Mazir Abayin Ravar. What's the Hezber? Give me a second. What's the Hezber according to these Rishonim? What's the Svara? How can Migu be better than Edom? So one Svara that Yoni wants to say, Migu is an Anan Sadi. An Anan Sadi can't be better than Edom, but using the Ramban, it can be equal to Edom. And equal to Edom is good enough to do all the cases where it wins, and even the case of Tosfos Sefer is good enough on Gimel, the guy is Muxa, so all he needs is a stalemate in order to win. Take Anan Sadi literally, but I mean,
What's the reason most Rishonim don't like this? A, they have many rais from Shas against. But B, it's just like, it doesn't seem like such a broad svar that it's equal to either. Like, I think a lot of svaras are not inside. No, Niger sounds like such a broad svar. Really? Like, he must be telling the truth to be a liar with something else. Maybe he's a liar who just doesn't know what's a good time and what's a bad time. Maybe, you know, there could be a million. Okay, but one possible story is, and this is a, either way, it's a chiddush, is maybe that migu equals anasade mamish, that betray your tray. Migu is mamish and anasade. And if migu is mamish and anasade, then it's a tray your tray, but that's giving a lot of power to migu, but it could be. Okay, anyone have another option of explaining this strange thing how migu could be eating? What's the amazing problem? Migu is some sort of svara to be mevarer what the truth is. It's a theory, a svara theory what the truth is. Usually, we can't rely on that as much as Adam. So you can say, no, it's mamashan atzadi. And if you say, is migu such a strong beaver? It's a super strong beaver. It's the strongest beaver around. And atzadi says it's such a super strong beaver. The answer is yes, according to Rabbah. Because Rabbah's on a lot of days and days, who might believe Migul Hotzi Arminan, even if we pass the Migul Hotzi Arminan. So he's saying Rabbah has a general agenda of having a view Migul as stronger. Okay, anyone have another theory?
I'll give you a totally different theory.
Okay.
Okay. That what the Migul does is that it undermines the reliability of the Eidim.
That's even a crazier theory. Undermines reliability. I'll be saying Eidim Yochum Dovar. That's what it says in the Bible.
Based on the Gemara in Kesuvah, it's about coal, and there's a coal of the Basuvah. So we say that we're not Nem on the Eden, that she's a Ba'ullah. If we expect her to be a coal, that there's a Basuvah, that she's a Basuvah. If she was a Basuvah, she would have got Nem.
Okay, so you're saying it's not so crazy that it can, it can face up to Eden somehow. Okay, Epsher, I was thinking that maybe if I had to explain why there's really a day, again, this minority, even though I might have more on my list, but there's definitely, all the Rishonim are not on the board are on the Ramban side. Just Ayin Shum, if you want to put to a Kobitz Mepharshim, and you'll see. Or look in the footnotes in the Masechta, and I'll pull up all the Rishonim say. I see in the Ulter Eunim, it looks like. Okay, there's an Eon on this. It's a good thing we're being Ayin. I thought you could go back for Ochanan Sakira. Right? Is Migu a psychological argument? Or what he calls Kawakataina? If Migu is a psychological argument, you must be telling the truth because if you were lying, you would have said otherwise. I personally find it hard. Someone must say that in the Masechta.
It's more or less.
I could have predicted that. But this is striking because it's just, I'll be common sense. Don't really say I'll be common sense. Don't say any fancy lumbus. And I would say I'll be common sense. I'd rather say fancy lumbus than say like a psychological observation that doesn't make common sense. Really, we're so sure you're telling the truth that it even beats, Adam. That seems like we're giving a lot of credence to our like reverse psychology and game theory analysis of your type. A guy comes into court, he says, Shalahosai. He could have won by saying, I bought it 3 years ago. That's such a strong proof that he's telling the truth that it beats or stalemates Eden. I have trouble accepting that. I'd rather go with Ruh and say, what is Mitzad? Actual Umdina, it can't be as strong as Eden. The point is, it's not that it's really proving, it's not a logical proof that you're telling the truth. It is a rule of Besdin that you have the power of your other Taina. Your other Taina would have won. Why would your other Taina have won? So it would have done and run around the Eden. Who cares if it was your father's? I bought it 3 years ago. Since your other Taina would have won, this Taina wins. Since your other Taina could have won, you win. Do you really have something stronger than Eden? It's not stronger than Adam. It's just a rule that, it's not that you have a proof that's stronger than Adam. You don't have any proof, but you have a rule of best, and then everyone gets the power of their best Taina. And therefore, since your best Taina could beat these Adam, this Taina also beats the Adam. Kat Nira Lemius Daiti, either Nika Lefi Hatzad Shell, as they say in the Shivish belt, Koach Hataina, meaning it's not that we can throw a proof to Aden. It's that we have a rule that gives you a formal standing, a formal nemonis, that gives you a victory against over the Edom.
I mean, our case is simply Malo back the word and doesn't even use them.
I understand. And you might say, again, this is a big question. Are you medayik when the Gemara says Migu, when the Gemara says Malo is Shakar and tie into Rochon's Chakira, which is obviously an attractive thing to do, which is definitely what I'm saying now. Obviously, I'm only working if you're not medayik in the Lashon Malo Shakar Migu. Malo Shakar also means this. What difference would it make if he lies? Either way, he's going to end up in the same place. It's not saying, why would he lie psychologically? It's saying, what difference does it make that he lies, especially if, let's assume for a second, or perhaps secondly, rather, not assume, that maybe the reason why I call that tiny is because we're structured in a way that it's never good to lie. So you always get the call for your best time. And that way it's never good to lie, and that way it's not like regular the courts nowadays. So that's Mount of the Factor. Oh, what difference does it make if he lies? You know, he always had the power of his best time. So I hear your hara, but you don't have to go that way. All right, let's just take 1 second and finish up this thought. Now we've learned the svara. Again, if you say it literally means the Gemara Eidim, then Abai and Rava are Glot, and Rava and Rafista need Hezber, and we have two Hezberim, one by Meika. You say the Bo Chidushim, I know the Bo Chidushim. You know, it makes it a little easier to apostate like that, or only a little. Either veiled such a humor through viewer equivalent to Eden, even though that doesn't match my psychology, but okay, Chazal are bigger psychologists than me. Or you say it's not about psychology, it's that a formal koach, and a formal koach can even be Eden, because it's not about believing you more, it's not about really thinking that you're telling the truth more than Eden. It's about giving you a koach to beat these Eden. If you say Nigo Makam Eden Arena means we reinterpret your words, then, and again, not we reinterpret your words in a completely unprecedented way. We reinterpret your words that 4 lines later in the Gemara, the Gemara's going to say people often do reinterpret their words in a reasonable way. We're not crazily reinterpret your words. We only reinterpret your words in a way that anyone could have done in court. So now, actually, this makes a lot of sense. Miko makam edom arinan, eshel kaim shnei mutav. Right? If you can believe the Eidim and believe the Migo by a reasonable reinterpretation, then why not? Now the question is, what's the Svara?
Couldn't we put another reason in? What the Migui does is sets up a fact. And it's the same. It's sort of a two-step process again. The Migui sets up a fact. This is what's happening. Then that fact is against Eidim.
Finish the sentence.
No, then you have that fact. The Migui has set up a fact. This is what's happening. Okay, now we have a fact against Eidim. A fact against Eidim is okay.
Okay, but that's assuming the Migui creates 100% fact, because Chazak is also great fact, and Rove is also great facts, and you know, and those don't stand up to Eidim. And you know, remember, even very powerful is Einan Vray Tokzmano, that doesn't stand up to Eidim. To Eidim, we obviously believe we were Vray Tokzmano, meaning we have a lot of things that are facts. Remember, Einan Vray Tokzmano, you even collect me some without Shua, it's such a strong proof. But there's no happening of the Eidim. Like, everyone knows if Eidim came, we'd forget all this. We forget all our psychology if Eidim came. So again, you're thinking, make the fact, that's an assumption. Let's go back to the Rishonim Svara, and really Rove Rishonim, who say that, of course, Chas V'Shalom knows that Migu beats Eidim. It's just that actual Kaim Shnei Mutav. We can have the Migu and the Eidim with a little reinterpretation. So why do Abai and Rava disagree with this? Now it doesn't sound so crazy. So why do they disagree with this?
Some of that's not what the verse means.
Aha. So one answer is because they hold that it is, basically, it's not a reasonable reinterpretation. Right? It's correct that that's not a valid reinterpretation. You have to, I think, add one thing. Oh, the Gemara says he could reinterpret it. So here, Rishonim don't say this. That's obviously what they mean. If he clarifies his reinterpretation, that's reasonable. But if he doesn't clarify to reinterpret him and he doesn't say so, that's already very dachuk. I mean, that resonates with me in common sense, right? Think about it. I said Shalom Hosai. what I meant was samach leikavosa. If I say I mean samach leikavosa, sure. But if I don't say I mean samach leikavosa, then isn't sort of obvious I didn't mean that? If I don't say I mean avosa shalach leikavosa, isn't it obvious I don't mean that? I think that's what Yeshua is really saying. When I don't reinterpret my words, it's too dochot to reinterpret my words, and there's a limit to them. Well, believe amigo to do something that's 30% likely, or 20% likely. Something that's 2% likely, amigo is not enough. It's just too dochot. I think if you look at some of the Rishonim here, for example, what does the Ramban say? Rabbi, sorry, came into Omar Stam Shalavosai, Stam Shalavosai, Kama, Lo Shalavosai, Mashma, Vehine, Edimachishino. So, meaning, we can't reinterpret your words, but a Stam is what your words mean. Oh, you can reinterpret it. Yes, but if you didn't reinterpret it, for you to reinterpret your words is not so super duper dachuk. For us to reinterpret your words, it's super duper dachuk. Even though you'll say, but if you look at the North Krisus, we see that maybe sometimes we can reinterpret your words. Okay, that's different. That's Isurim. That's, you know, the guy says, I didn't eat chilav. We say, he really meant I didn't eat it at the shogeg. I ate it at the mezid. You can't necessarily bring riots from Isurim on Dini Mamanos. What does the ritual say? Ba'abai Yisavar she'en lo notak in the shono el litvos kip shuto. Right, so maybe one answer is they just think that, nope, it's too dochok to reinterpret his words. Oh, what I'm just adding, if it's so dochok to reinterpret his words, that's not believable, even if you have amigo on your side. So why is he allowed to reinterpret his words in the next Gemara even without amigo? Since when he interprets his words, it's not so dochok. He's the one who said them. But when we interpret his word that he doesn't, that's really dacha. You said something, and you didn't reinterpret it, and I do? That's so dacha that even amigo's not good enough for that. Amigo's not going to have us believe ridiculous things, and that's ridiculous. Okay, now I want to read the Rashba with you, though. Says the Rashba, Yesh Lomar. I'm going to start with Rabba. Rabba Nami Isli Kabaye. Of course, Rabba holds like Abaye, that amigo doesn't really need Adem. Ella only Migo, but for Rava, Migo so powerful. The Cholhecha the Umotzi Tonal Hagibur, whenever he could have tined and fixed his words, we will get up and tine and fix his words for him. The Nema, and we'll say what he meant. Migo powerful enough that will be interpreted his words. The son of Lekav, I'll say, Ka'amari Nami Shalavos and Shalachim Yosecha. Ba'afilochim Yosecha. So what did Abaye say back? See if you make something in the words of the, tell me if people in the Sif to make something in the words of the Rashba. They shouldn't. I don't know, maybe. Amrli Abaye, nonetheless, Abaye said that to him. Alim alay adush shal edim. The edus of the edim is too powerful. The lo amrina be afilu migu kihai. We don't even say this kind of migu. It's a little funny because, like, what does it mean? Like, what should Abaye's objection have been? Abaye's objection should have been, we can't reinterpret his words. Not the edus is too powerful. Like, according to what we just said, they're not arguing about how powerful edus is. Everyone agrees how powerful the Aegis is. They're only arguing as to whether we're going to reinterpret his words or that's too dachuk. Right? Either arguing how dachuk is reinterpret his words, whether Migo is powerful enough to do a dachuk thing. You know, the Rashba's language is a little funny. I would have thought all along, I would have said the Raman's language. Came in the Rastam, the Loshav Sechem Mashva. We can't put them in his words. The Rashba's language. Aim on the Takim Shono, Litzos Kipshuto. We can't reinterpret his words. That's the Rashba, the Ramban, and the Ritva, they focus on it's too dachuk to reinterpret his words. Yeah, you could say, this one, I'm interested to see if anyone's going to agree with me in the Masechta. You could say the Rashba meant the same thing he just said in funny. He meant the Edom are so powerful that they beat the Migo, but really the point is that I'm not saying, and it goes without saying, that it's too dachuk to reinterpret his words. But obviously that's not what the Rashba seems to be focused on. Then he says, "Im tomer my migu makam edim ika da efshar hud my karmar shalavosu comes lachmei also shalva halal machshir the side of yilu kozav v'dang yishlomar delish." And if you're saying what migu, you could support the next line. If you're saying why is migu makam edim, maybe he really meant avosu shalachmei secha yishlomar delish karmar shalavosu lachmei avosu yishiyam estama mashalavosu shalakan kadmonius moshe shabti estama lo mataklinan divure. Okay. Then he does say Mesama lo mataklinan diburi. Yeah.
Chara is just rejecting the whole premise of we were saying before. I mean, this whole concept of ego is so strong, so let's. Yeah. No, they're aided, and that's it. There's nothing to talk about. That's Chara what the Rashbam means.
Correct. Okay. So let's say, well, but maybe the Rashbam just had a funny way of expressing the same thing, but I think what Ruth's trying to say, I hope we're on the same page, is that maybe the Rashbam tone is a big chiddusher. Edom are so powerful because I like his lotion. Alima leyedusa shel edom, don mido b'migo. The edom prevent the migo from reinterpreting his words. And I think logically, why should the edom prevent? The edom say it's Reuben's fathers. The edom prove nothing about whether Shimon meant this or Shimon meant that. All the edom prove is Reuben's fathers. The edom prove nothing about what Shimon's words meant. But the edom prevent the migo from reinterpreting his words. Okay, what do I think he might be saying here? I think he might be saying a big chiddush here, and this big chiddush is based on Tosos Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Look for a moment with me at Tosos Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. I want to make a deal. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. Tosos Dibra Maschel Avizo. It's talking about two Kite Eden who are Machish Detzah. Right? Basically, they end up 50-50. Two Adams say Yoni borrowed $1 million from Reuben. Two Adams say he didn't. Same time and place. Why not believe the second Adam? Migu, it's trade. Why not believe the second Adam? Migu, they could have said the first Adam are Gazlanim, and then they would have won right then. Umiru at the Migu, etc. Venerally. The Migu Makam Edom Lo Rini. Don't say Migu Makam Edom. It sounds very similar to Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph to the line we're up to in the Gemara. The Ode, right? What does parentheses mean? Parentheses means that the Tosos is printed with the word the Ode until someone thought better of it. The Ode, the Migu Lo Yuchal Asayam Yoser Mishnei Edom, Vafilo Hayu Imahem Meya Edom Ein Amanim De Trei Kameya. Also, Migu is not worth more than Edom. And therefore, two Adam plus amigo don't be two Adam, because even 100 Adam don't be two Adam. Basically, two Adam and two Adam is a stalemate. Two Adam plus amigo is no better than two Adam plus two Adam, which is four versus two, which is also a stalemate. Okay, and then he has a third answer. The Odom Marie, Goshayfni, then Shnei. You can never say amigo to two people because amigo is based on what they would have done if they were lying. And here, maybe they're trouble coordinating because there are two people. Okay, we'll come back to that. Now, the word va'od is parentheses, and it says on the side of my Gemara, Rasha Machak Zeh, meaning the Marsha erased the word va'od. Why did he erase the word va'od?
There's a dot on the next word.
What?
Because there's a dot on the next word.
No, you can say va'od de. That's normal to say va'od de.
Yeah.
I think so. I don't know, I have to look at all the Tosos to find the word va'od. I think one reason is because there's a parallel Tosfos who doesn't have the word va'od in Shavuos near Eli. But I think really it's because he just didn't see the logic. What do you say? Migo makom edom. We don't say migo, but makom edom. And then he says the migo. What do you mean? We don't say migo, but makom edom. The Edom are more powerful than Migu. The Edom are more powerful than Migu. And then Tos says the Ode, that Migu can't be better than Edom because Migu is less than Edom. Maybe it's like a little redundant. Migu can't be Edom, and Migu is no better than Edom. Obviously, Tos is right with the what did he think? Migo makom edim. Lomrina. Let's say even a little better. What do you mean, Migo makom edim lomrina? It means edim more powerful than Migo. We never had a question what was more powerful, edim or Migo. We never had a question what was more powerful, edim. The question is you have edim plus Migo versus edim. That was the case, right? The second set of edim with Migo against the first set of edim without. So, in how many edim beat Migo? But edim beat Migo. But maybe Edom plus Migo be Edom. Like, I think his real problem is, what do you mean Migo makom Edom lo amrina? It doesn't mean, Migo makom Edom means Edom beat Migo. That's not our question. Our question here is whether Edom plus Migo be Edom. So let's take this Tosos. Tosos is dealing with the case here. You have Edom plus Migo versus Edom.
And what did Tosuk say? It says, Migu b'makom edim lo aminan. And what did Marsha do? He erased it. He says, no, basically erase the ba'od. And so when Tosuk says, Migu b'makom edim lo aminan, he's really just introducing his next sentence, which really means edim lo aminan. That when you add things, you can't add more because at a certain point, trade kamea. He's taking this away as his own answer. But an argument is supposed to be the wrong answer. And there are many other people who say you should keep the vote. So what might Tosef mean by meeting up in long Rinan? After maybe you could say a big fish. And maybe that's the majority from the Rashba. Meeting up in long Rinan doesn't mean Aiden feet Migo. It means that's obvious that Aiden feet Migo. That goes without saying that Aiden feet Migo. Maybe Migam up in Aiden long Rinan means something more powerful than that. Migam up in Aiden long Rinan means when there's Aiden, you don't even start saying Migos in the first place. Migos don't exist when they're Edom. Migos don't exist when they're Edom. I don't know if anyone says it in the Sifta. Maybe they probably don't say it in my words. Maybe they say it in different words. Maybe they don't. Bobby, he'll tell me from nothing who says this. No. What?
He doesn't.
He doesn't? Really?
I don't know.
Okay, fine. Double check. But what I'm saying is this. Maybe there's a special rule. When there's Edom, you don't say Migo at all. That's what Tosus meant. So if they're involved, you don't say Migo at all. Then in my next answer, I'm going to ask you whether they're powerful enough to make a difference. And the answer is no. But maybe what Tosus means is, what do Migo want to mean alone Rina? Still, Edom plus Migo beats Edom. No, Migo doesn't exist. When there's Edom, it's just Edom versus Edom. Maybe Tosus means that why would there be such a rule? Because perhaps there is a, perhaps what we're saying is that there is a triage of Birurim. When you have a stronger Birurim, you don't use a weaker Birurim. You only when you have Edom, you don't look to a weaker Birurim. Only when you don't have Edom, then you look to a weaker methodology such as Migu. Maybe when you have Edom, you ignore Migu entirely. Not just the Migu can't beat the Edom. You don't even use a Migu in the first place when you have Edom. Obviously, I mean, if you have Edom at something, there's something completely different in the case, you don't use a Migu about that. But when it's about the same question, then you're not even going to use Migu to reinterpret the words to get them cannot be against the Edom. Because when there are Edom about something, Migu doesn't exist because lower level Birur, Bazin doesn't even have the right to come onto lower level Birur if they have higher level Birur. Basically, the way it works is they look for Edom. They find Edom, they Paskin. If they don't find Edom, then they look for the next best thing. If they find that, they pass it. If not, they look for the next best thing, etc. But you don't even look at Migu if you have Edom. And maybe that's what the Rashba means. I think this is along the lines of where Rube is going. I don't know if I'm right or wrong.
Much better than I was saying,
but it's along the general lines, right? Certainly the words of the Rashba, you could say it doesn't mean it. But the words of the Rashba are saying it's the alimus of the Edom, which seems to make no sense. How did the alimus of the Edom tell us whether or not to interpret your words? It's the alimus of the Edom. What does it mean by the alimus of the Edom? That even Migo Michael Gavna, we don't say. What do you mean, Edom Michael Gavna? Edom are so olim that even a Migo that's not against the Edom, you don't say. Even a Migo that starts out as against the Edom but could become not against the Edom, you don't say. Obviously, if it didn't start out against the Edom, it would be about a different Indian. But that's the words the Rashba say, that the Edom are so powerful, right? Edom are alime kolkach de ein omrim migo afilu ki hagavna. What do I mean by ki hagavna equals migo she yachol litarit dvarav below listor, le'edim. Even a Migo, if you're not contradicting the Edom, you don't say. Because once you have Edom, you don't come on to Migo, and Migo is a Migo, because I admit it's a different line in Tosos. What does Tosos mean? Edom plus Migo don't beat Edom, because Migo must lay more Rina. He doesn't mean it's not powerful enough. That's the next line. Maybe he means that we don't take Migo into account when you have Edom. So it's just Edom versus Edom. And then his second answer is, even if you don't take Migo into account, it doesn't matter, because if you add something to Edom, create the male. So maybe we're doing it in that Tosos, but I think this is really a big chiddush. A chiddush in Migu b'makom Edom, which is that b'makom Edom don't even look for a Migo. Not that we look for the Migo and if it contradicts the Edom, it loses. But if it's clever, it can figure out a way to redefine itself to not contradict the Edom. No, we don't even look at the Migo in the first place. Again, don't get me wrong. I don't mean if you have Edom and there's a Migo about a totally different aspect of the court case we're not going to look at. No, but here, the Migo is about the same thing as the Edom, about a pussy. However, it can cleverly transform itself to do an end run around the Edom. But it doesn't matter because it never gets off the ground in the first place. So you don't look at the Migo when you have Edom. Maybe that's the Rashi meant. That's certainly what his words seem to imply.
Two points. Number one, according to the writ, what have done in the words of the Gemara, Migo made it on me. I don't have to do with that.
So according to the writ of the Rabban, what you have to say is that you're going too far. That has nothing to do with it. That it's not the real point. That what, according to the Rishon Rabban, you have to be a little midchak to say, the words that Abai and Rava say are not their main point. Their main point is you can't reinterpret. And once you can't reinterpret, then it's that everyone knows, like every kindergartner knows, I mean, the words they say are not their main sheet of pitch. The words they say are like the pasha thing that comes after their main pitch. And it's a little duchuk that they're not saying their main pitch. According to this Rashba,
particularly since Rabbi is saying that when he says Migamach made him Omrinon, and well, he means that we'll reinterpret it.
Well, he never said Migamach made him Omrinon. He just said we say Migo. Right? So I admit that this is not as Meduya in the words of Abaye, because Abaye said, Migo can't be Aiden. Everyone would believe he can't be Aiden. We want to know whether you're allowed to reinterpret his words. He says, well, what I meant by you can't be Aiden is that we can't reinterpret his words. It's not something to do with Lashon. The my Chan the Rashba, which someone has to say,
this Hakira that you said, not in the name of Rabbi Nachum, I think it's right here.
You think what I'm saying is Rabbi Nachum?
Yes.
Okay. Steer and Rabbi Nachum.
No.
I'll
give it to you to look at.
Don't
check it out. Oz Kuf Zion.
The Oz Kuf Zion. Okay, you'll check out Oz Kuf Zion, Rabbi Nachum, and see if he says what I say. Does, then I give him all the credit. If he does, then I won't say I got it from him. That's fine. As long as you believe me. Here it is very meduyak in the words of Abaye. It's just, what would your Rebbe call it? A razzle dazzle on the shechesh. Right, that's what you'd say. So everyone has to decide what personality type you are. I'm going to take the Ramban and the Ritva, and you say the Rashi really meant it, he just was talking flowery language, and really, it's not so ridiculous the words of the Rashi, it's not the ridiculous words of the Abaye, but we don't want to say big kiddushin, we just want to be poshut again. Or you can say, no, really, if you take this Rabban's derech, it's a different ballgame. We're not in the Rabban's derech. Right? If you're taking the derech of mitaktsinan dibure or mitaktsin dibure, the way they say, then all of a sudden Abaye's language is not meduya. All of a sudden the Rashba's language is not meduya. And it's not the problem of the Rashba. The Rashba is echoing Abaye. The Rashba looking anymore says, Abaye's not focusing on whether you interpret his words. That would be my next sense. Abaye's focusing on how powerful Migos and how powerful Eden is in a funny way that doesn't seem to make sense. So I'm going to recreate that funniness. And what does he mean? And that's what he said. Aedim are so powerful, we don't say Migo. Ki Agavna, meaning Abaye's really saying that Aedim beat the Migo, but it's not whether they even beat the Migo. Ki Agavna, even a Migo they don't have to beat, they still beat. And then he's really saying this Kiddush, and I think it's not a crazy Kiddush. Whether it's Shana Tosfos or not, you could argue about. I happen to think that if you're going to keep our version of Tosfos, that's a nice way to read before the Ode. And there is, I saw an acronym that keeps our version of Tosfos, I just forgot who.
I was in Torah's
Chaim. What? Torah's Chaim. Yes. In Torah's Chaim on the side of the Gemara in Shulis, I think. Baba Kama. Sorry. Yes, the Torah's Chaim on the side. Basically, in Baba Kama, why I say Shulis, the parallel Tosos without the word Va'od. So the Marsha erases Va'od here, and Torah's Chaim adds Va'od there. And it's the same Tosos, just there it doesn't have Va'od, here it does. So, and I might say, maybe the Balei Tosfos said two different, okay, or whatever. I have a Torah's Chaim on my side. Great. I'll feed the Torah's Chaim against the Marsha.
Would Rebbe have another answer to the Mali of the Shaka? Why don't we say Migu is there for your method, etc., and just say we don't do Migus?
Meaning obviously the Rashba is not on the same page as Tosfos right here. But the question is, if the Rosh Chaim is right, then how about that Tosfos there? I can always say there's only one of three answers in Tosfos there. Although I am, for now, basically I'll say according to Rashba, I know the Deacon Tosfos and Tosfos not supposed to be like the Rashba here. According to Rosh Chaim, maybe that's one of three answers, but that's not all three. That's what the three answers are argue about after. Or let me think about it more. Okay, there's obviously more that we want to say about this exact case, but we finished the Inyan of Migu Makom Edim. To get into more of the details here, Toan Mechol Gertoin, etc., we'll have to come back to it next time. Quick, repeated public service announcement. Next week, we're not having Shir on Monday and Thursday because, I can't come to class Thursday because I have a Jewish holiday. Everyone's invited to Shir on Thursday, but Shir on Thursday will be at my house at Purim Suda. That'll be on a different topic. And it'll be on Yonah Dioma. Everyone's invited to my house, 12:15 Mincha, followed by Suda on Thursday. So instead, we'll have Shir Monday and Wednesday next week, both at 11:30. Monday and Wednesday, both at 11:30 next week. So to be continued, Mitzvah Hashem next week. The answer to Chaim is that
yes.
I did everything but the last two lines of the Makorah sheet. And we'll pick up with this Rabbeinu Yonah about Toin B'chol Zeretoin, and I do want to get into the famous sugya, which is not explicit in the Gemara, what's called Toin B'chol Zeretoin, the Ktor L'Ktor. Toin B'chol Zeretoin, the Ktor L'Ktor. And you'd want to look at the Yad Ramah here, Simon Lamed Tes, the Rimigash here, in the newer Rimigashes, and the Ktsos and Simon Pace of Kut Gimel, and I'll, send out Makoros Mirtz Hashem later. But anyway, if you want something to work on, meanwhile, besides what's left in the sheet, is the Ramah Simon Lamed Tes, the Rimigash in the newer editions of Rimigash, and the Ktsos Simon Pace of Kut Gimel, and also Sukkot and Pace. Okay, and to be continued, Mirtz Hashem. Okay, you want to tell me, show me this Rav Nachum? It's alleged Rav Nachum?
General, and the other Rav Nachum is more specific. This is, I don't know who this name is.
Not a